one day if you can. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. I want to begin reading with verse number 12 and read a few verses here in your hearing. Then I want to talk to us on the thought on our heart this morning. Ephesians chapter number 2 and beginning with verse number 12. If you would stand with us and let's honor the Bible. Let me jump up there to verse number 11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. It's talking about Jew and Gentile. Jew being the circumcised and the Gentile being the uncircumcision. And he says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man. Now that twain means them and us. One new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, as humble as we know how. We thank you, dear Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need here. We pray, Father, that you'd grant that need. We ask you, dear Father, again, Lord, that you'd save those that are lost and revive those that are backslidden. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'd have your way in the service. Lord, may your Spirit, Lord, just touch every heart and every life. And may your word transform us. Lord, let us leave here different than we were when we come. Lord, having a better understanding, Lord, with our eyes open. We ask you, Father, to go with us in the service. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time the unsearchable riches of thy word. Lord, I pray now that you'd go with us in the service. And Lord, what you do for us today, we'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes on the thought by the cross. I want to talk to us on that thought this morning, by the cross. You know, the central theme of the Bible is the cross of Calvary. At the cross was where the blood was shed for our redemption. It was at the cross of Calvary that we found the forgiveness of God. They've been glimpses of God, promises of forgiveness, but at the cross of Calvary, it come to fruition that every man, woman, boy, and girl, regardless of what nation they're from or tongue they speak, how they have access to the forgiveness of God through the cross of Calvary. You've got to go to the cross, amen, and take a look at that cross one more time and think about the cross of Calvary. The Bible said here that in the text that I read to you, that it's by the blood of Jesus that we're brought near to God. It's because of the blood of Jesus that God was reconciled back to the world. And the world then was reconciled to God. You know, God never has given up on man. God's grace and his mercy has always been extended to man. And his forgiveness is also given to us at the cross of Calvary. When I think of God's love toward me, he could have said the word and I'd have died in my sin and died and went to hell. But he never gives up on us. Amen. The Bible tells us, both Jew and Gentile, I believe that's talking about all of us. The Bible, as we read the Bible, and it speaks of the Jew. The ordinances came to the Jew. The law had come to the Jew. And we know this morning that God worked through the Jewish nation all through history to show the world himself, and that they might see him in them and in their behaviors and in their actions, and that they might know that there is a God in Israel. But many times the Jews failed him in obeying the very word of God. And so the Bible continuously mentions that that in them that the world would know there is a God. And he was of their church, his church, if you'd have it, in the Old Testament days. But then the Bible tells us that the Gentile is brought in. Gentiles were considered as dogs. Gentiles were considered as people with no hope, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to God. But the Bible said, brought nigh unto God by his precious blood, that the twain might be one. Amen. That Jew and Gentile alike could have the forgiveness of sin at the cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us that in the Old Testament times, when they had their ceremonies of the shedding of the blood of the bulls and the goats, that it was never able to cleanse the conscience of man because of their sin. It could never do away with their sin. And therefore, they were constantly reminded that they were sinners. But at the cross of Calvary, both Jew and Gentile alike, amen, not any favor of any other Jew or Gentile, but all had to come through the cross of Calvary that they too could be made one flesh. Now, we live in a day where there's just one church, amen, the church of Jesus Christ, and blood bought by the shed blood at Calvary, that we can have the forgiveness of sin and the fellowship with God has been restored. Hallelujah. Our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus and forgiven because of that sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Let me talk about by the cross for a few minutes this morning. Now, the Bible tells us it's at the cross is where we first see our condition, our sin problem. It's where we confront our problem. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross not for his sin, but for our sins. When we look at the cross of Calvary, we're reminded that we're all sinners. It was because of that cross. We're reminded that Christ, who knew no sin, went to the cross with the burden of man's sin, and he carried him to the cross to remind us, both Jew and Gentile, that we're all sinners, and we've all come, and we need forgiveness from God. And it answered that sin problem for us as we saw him in the text, lifted up between heaven and earth, walking by and seeing the Son of God, who was perfect, who was sinless, yet the Bible tells us became sin, that we through him could have the righteousness of God. What a glorious thought. Amen. When a man realizes he's a sinner, amen, you become a fit subject for Calvary. When you're reminded that you're a sinner, when you look at Christ, the Son of God, at the cross, that's the reason why John, in baptizing at Jordan, looked at Christ and said, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Reminds us that we're sinners. But the cross not only reminds us that we're sinners, but it reminds us that there was a penalty for our sin. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. There's the penalty.
amen, that we all die because of sin. The Bible said sin had entered into the world, and by sin death reigned. From Adam to Moses, Moses gave the law, but from Adam to Moses, death reigned. And I want to tell you, death reigned without the law. Amen. And so our righteousness could not come by the law. But I tell you, it comes by faith. Amen. In the work of Christ at Calvary. The penalty of sin was paid that day at the cross. God required that the sinless die for the guilty. The one who knew no sin, who was sinless. Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. You can't find nowhere in the Bible where it gives a recording of Christ's sin. He has never sinned. Amen. He's impeccable. Sin could not enter into him. And amen. He could not sin. Hallelujah. How the Bible tells us a sinless man. There's no one that we could have chosen on this earth to take our place, to pay that penalty. That penalty was set by God himself. And therefore man could never pay that high price that sin required. But thank God at the cross, there was a penalty there that reminds us of our death. We're going to die. Amen. Because we're sinners. But it's at that cross that price was paid. Christ said, it is finished. There'll never be another sacrifice for sin. The Bible said when Christ comes again, he'll come without sin unto salvation. He'll never have to die again. There'll never have to be another penalty paid. He paid the price. God said, I'm satisfied, son, with the price you paid. Amen. When Christ said, it's finished, that's a word how that literally means paid in full. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. My sin is paid in full. I don't have to die. Woo! Bless his holy name. And neither do you who put their trust in Christ Jesus our Lord. You don't have to die. Neither does the sinner who'll have faith in Christ. They can come to him and they don't have to die. The price is paid. Amen. I don't have to work for it. There's nothing I can do to merit God's favor, but it's strictly by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Not a thing we can do. The Apostle Paul, a great missionary in the Bible, he said that he don't have anything to boast in save the cross. That was all he had to boast in, was the cross of Calvary. He wasn't a thing. And he's a good man. When you look at his pedigree and you see where he was brought from, he could say that I'm a Jew. He could say that I'm the most religious. And he said the most learned in the law. And so if you look at his credential, he even was born in the lineage of Benjamin. What an honor that was. Amen. To be born in the lineage of Benjamin. Amen. When you think about that, the Apostle Paul said, I could have thrown my chest out and said, that's my pedigree. But he didn't do that. Amen. He said, I glory not in any of these things. But he said, I glory in the cross of Calvary. I want to say this morning, praise the Lord. Amen. For the cross. Thank God for the finished work at Calvary's cross when he paid that price. Amen. When I think about that cross, I think about the preaching of it. Paul said this. He said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Think about that. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. That's what they thought about, that the cross had none effect. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. The power of God. It's where we got forgiveness of sin. I want to tell you, amen, for the preaching of the cross of Calvary. There is no other preaching message than the cross of Calvary. There's no redemption apart from the cross. Can you imagine where we'd be today had it not been for the cross? How we had celebrated Easter Sunday a few months ago, how celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. How resurrection wouldn't mean a thing to you and I had it not been for the cross. And listen, the cross, amen, is where we found the forgiveness of sin. Amen, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. At the cross, we got forgiveness. It's at the grave we got justification to live again. Thank God this morning for the cross of Calvary. I want to say to you today that middle wall had been torn down. Access to the throne of grace in heaven is access, not by any good works of the Jew, not by any good works of the Gentile, but by everything in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have faith in Him, and therefore we all have access. We no longer have to wonder what's behind the curtain. Amen? We don't have to worry about the priest going in one time a year with bells on and a rope tied around his waist as he used to go in there with those bells on around his garment and had that rope tied around him. And then let him ease through that curtain in hopes that he'd done everything exactly right that God commanded him to do, lest he was to mess up and die behind the curtain and then have to pull him out. The bells are ringing in heaven. Amen. He still has redemption for you and I this morning. Heaven's bells are accessible. That middle wall, that curtain's tore down. We're made prophet, priest, and king to the Lord. Amen. And we have access, not the high priest only, but we all have access to the throne room of heaven by the Lord Jesus. He ushers us in, and we enjoy the blessings of that place in heaven. Amen. The Bible said heaven abolished in His flesh the enmity. What has caused that fellowship to be severed now is brought nigh by the blood of Jesus, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Now listen to what He said. He said, came and preached peace to you which were afar off. What a message. What a message. Preached peace to them that were far off. That probably don't mean a lot to a lot of folks today, because a lot of people today don't realize where they stand with God.
That's right.
But they're far off. But then when you think about it and come to the realization that you're far, far away from God, there's nothing like the message of the cross.
That's right.
Amen. The message of the cross that rings in our ears that there's a better way, that we can find forgiveness of our sin. I didn't understand that. I didn't really understand that when I was out there drinking and I was taking drugs and running wild out there. I couldn't understand the forgiveness of God. I was in dark, and you was in darkness, and you couldn't comprehend any other life except the burden and the bondage of your sin. You remember that? I ran away from my mother and daddy one time, and because I wanted to drink. All I wanted to drink. And I not only did I run away to Ajo, Arizona, but when I was just a young man, there was a friend of mine lived, because his mother and daddy kicked him out of the house, and he lived about 2 miles from my mother and daddy. And I liked the way he lived. He could come and go when he wanted to. He could drink all the beer he wanted to. He could have all the company over at his house he wanted to.
I thought that was a high life for my life. That's exactly what I wanted to do. And so I told my mother and daddy I was moving out. Packed me up some clothes, went and moved in with that guy. I thought that was heaven on earth. I thought that was the best thing that I'd ever done. I was get out from under my mom and daddy. Just done what I want to. Next thing I know, wasn't just a short time until that became heavy. Amen. Hey, God got tired of that. I got to drinking too much, got to taking too much drugs, got to invite too many people over, that loud music of banging all the time. And I realized, wait a minute, how this is too much for me. And the more I thought about it, the more I tried to find a better way. But then one day somebody told me about a better way. Hallelujah. In an old-fashioned revival meeting, I found the way. Hallelujah. He preached peace to my heart. Amen. I come to the cross of Calvary, got the forgiveness of all of my drinking, all my doping, all that running around, got forgiveness of it, and all my sin, got up out of that altar with a light load. Amen. That heavy load is lifted, and my life changed. Amen. So can yours. Amen. The Bible said, now therefore, no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. And of the household of God. Wow. All because of what Jesus done on the cross. Aren't you glad that you took a little trip by the cross? You're here this morning. If you hadn't been by the cross, listen, you've got to go there. It's not an option for forgiveness. It's a command. It's a must. If we get the forgiveness of God, we've got to do it God's way, not our way. Saying I'm sorry just didn't get it. It won't get it. There had to be some payment paid, and he paid that price. It's a high cost for our freedom. Aren't you glad we're set free?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We have peace now with God. Did you hear that? We have peace now with God. There's always been that little war. There's always been that little problem between us. But God, because of Christ, he wants us to come to him. Will you come to him this morning at the cross? Let's stand together. Let's stand together.